Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and having a great visit with our good friend Lee Branham. Lee is the author of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave, also Re-Engage, and which he co-authored with Mark Hirschfeld. And Lee, thanks again for hanging out with us. KeepingThePeople.com, right?
That's it.
Well, they can find you and all the things. Can they find the pitfalls, the list of the pitfalls that we've been talking about?
There are 15 pitfalls. I'd be happy to send the list to somebody if they
want to email, go to your website and email you and send you the list of those things.
Yeah, my email is lb@keepingthepeople.com.
All right, LB for Lee Branham. So, folks, thank you for that, Lee. I appreciate that. I didn't know if is it also in the books? Are they in the books? Either one.
No, they're not in the books.
That'll have to be in your next book, right?
That's right. I also have a list of 50 guerrilla tactics.
All right.
For finding and sourcing the right people.
And you'll send that to folks if they ask for it.
I sure will.
I appreciate you doing that. That's a good service. Okay, Lee, we're talking about some of the pitfalls, some of the 15 pitfalls that Lee's been talking about. Folks, you got to be patient. You got to be deliberate. You got to be professional. You got to be more intentional, more deliberate, more disciplined. Any more words you'd like for me to use, I'll use them. When you're hiring people, you got to take a little more time. You got to look. I'm not pontificating from the ivory towers here. I know how hard this is. I'm just like you. I don't like it either. But we got to take more time because the only thing worse than not putting somebody in a slot as quickly as you want it is having the wrong person in that slot. Right, Lee?
Absolutely.
Because as I said, the only thing I hate worse than hiring is firing somebody. So don't hire somebody that you're going to have to fire.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, we need to be a little bit more concerned about who succeeds in what types of jobs. You know, we can mm-hmm. look and see that there are certain types of personalities that do well in certain situations.
Mm-hmm.
For example, there's a security company that rents security guards, and it's called Wiser Security.
Mm-hmm.
And they have identified four different types of personalities that succeed in four different types of security guard settings. The first type is a greeter, the kind of person that's like a Walmart greeter, who's
right.
just really friendly and
right.
and has that type of personality.
Not so much the enforcer.
No, not the enforcer.
He's not packing.
They look for that personality. And they have
right.
a little test that they give people to determine which of the four types they are. You have grinders. You have greeters, you have grinders who are just good at getting things done.
Mm-hmm.
They're real intense and task-oriented people.
They're gonna open the gate and count the things as they come and go. And
that's right. They've got a list of things they have
right.
to get done.
Right.
You have gratifiers who like to serve and help people and are constantly in customer service kinds of roles.
Mm-hmm.
And you have graveyarders who work the graveyard shift. And,
mm-hmm.
and don't need to be around people. And
mm-hmm.
so they have these little personality tests that they give applicants for these security care positions that put them into one of these four categories.
This personality thing, do they use a five-factor model, you know?
You know, I don't know.
My friends, Pierce and Jane Howard, have a practice that incorporates the five-factor model, as you probably are aware of. And it's
yes.
amazing. It's amazing what they can learn about people, isn't it, through these personality tests.
Oh, absolutely.
And folks, I'm telling you, if you need a salesperson to serve the toiletries industry or the chicken farming industry or the battleship manufacturing industry, if you need an employee to do that specific thing, they can tell you whether the person you want to hire has the personality to do that.
Yeah, and it needs to be validated, which
yeah.
means that they have shown for sure that the people who have taken these tests have gone on to succeed
right.
in those occupations.
Well, I've taken their test, and they told me a lot more about myself than I really wanted to know.
Uh-huh.
I was a little uncomfortable. They were so darn close. I didn't let anybody else see my results.
I know what you mean. I've taken some of them myself.
Yeah, so it's a little too close to home there. But Lee, this has been great having you here. Let's do this again soon. I mean, you and I've been doing this a long time now, coming up on 7 years, actually more than 7 years. But keep bringing us good stuff like this next time.
Well, you've heard more pitfalls to talk about.
There
so
you
I'm
go.
Do
let's do that again. Let's finish these up.
Okay.
Next time.
Sounds good.
Lee
to me.
Branham, ladies and gentlemen. KeepingThePeople.com is the website. The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Lead. That's just one of his books. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to wrap it up for this hour, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.